Coach Carter here with the Motivation Movement, and I'm here just to encourage you guys to get up and get after it. Okay, it's a new day. I've got a new podcast that I want to share with you guys. It's just a little information, things that, again, I've seen over the past couple of weeks that have encouraged me or motivated me, and that I really, really, really want to share with you guys. And so a big one that I think is that keep it simple. Keep your nutrition simple. Keep your exercise and your fitness regimen simple. Keep your life and your finances simple. It's when you complicate things and you make things harder than they have to be is when you get lost. So simplicity really makes things run smoothly. Like, why reinvent the wheel? Or why try to do something different if you've already found that it is successful and works for you? And I get being in, driving and grinding and doing something, paving your own way. But there's sometimes we do things the hard way when it doesn't necessarily need to be done that way. You guys, it's not about, perfection. Okay. The biggest thing that I see that we lack is effort. When you bring effort every day, day in and day out, that's when you see transformation over the long term, over the long haul. You have to be consistent and you have to bring that effort every single day. It's hard to see results when you don't put the work in day after day after day. A lot of us want to see results immediately. And if we don't see them, we give up on our goal. We kind of throw it away. And it's the same thing as if we don't see perfection. Like if you mess up a little bit, we stop trying. And, you know, it's not about perfection. You're not going to be perfect. None of us are perfect. Nothing we do is perfect. And so, once you realize that and you stop striving to be perfect and realize that there are bumps and there's different obstacles and things that you're going to have along your way, once you change your mindset and wrap your mind around that, then you can focus on your effort, not trying to strive for perfection. You guys, I want you to try something this week. I want you to write out a couple of weekly goals. And this week, I want you to try to eat healthy 6 days this week. Okay, I want you to work out 3 days a week. You know, that's not asking much. 3 days out of seven, that's not even half of the week. And eating healthy, what does that consist of? Eating healthy is eating whole natural foods, trying to cut back on the sugar. If you drink soda, try to drink less or none whatsoever. Another one is to read. Start a new book. Even if it's on Audible, you have to listen to the book. Find a book, start it, get after it, read 10, 15 pages each day. The other thing is work on your dreams. You know, if you don't have a goal board or a dream board or you don't have something on the calendar, I would encourage you guys to sit down, reevaluate what you're doing with your life and put something on there. Like, hey, I'm training for a marathon or a CrossFit competition or a mud run or... you know, whatever it might be, you know, a bikini contest, get that out there. Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe it's a wedding. Maybe it's some kind of a destination that you want to go to and, you know, you want to wear less clothes. So put something on the calendar and work towards your dreams every day. And then the last thing would be to invest in yourself. Whether it's 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks, save some money. Pay yourself. We're so busy paying the bills and paying our taxes and paying for our kids and paying for our comings and goings, we're not paying ourselves. Just tuck away a little bit of money each week for yourself. And that's what I want you guys to do this week. Again, it's eat healthy 6 days a week or so. Try to work out 3 days. Make sure that you read or start a new book. Work on your dreams and save a little bit of cash. Okay, not asking way too much. Something that, you know, stood out to me is there's these 10 rules. 10 rules, and this is from David Beckham, okay, famous soccer player. A lot of you know who that is. And the 10 rules is, number one, love what you do. I can say that in my life, I can wake up with a smile on my face because I love what I do. I hang out in a gym, I encourage, I motivate, I inspire, I share my life experience, I share my trials and tribulations, and I try to help other people get through whatever they're dealing with. I love what I do. And if you don't love what you do, get there. Make some changes, okay? Don't be scared to make those changes. Number two is make sacrifices. You're gonna make sacrifices. If you wanna see any level of success, you're gonna have to sacrifice time, sleep, energy, money, friendships and relationships, you know, depending on what your goal is, there's going to be sacrifices that are made, because the level of success, the vision that you have, sometimes it doesn't line up with some of the habits that you have in your life. And so you have to sacrifice and let some of those things go. So if you're ready to roll and you're ready to move, you're going to have to make sacrifices. Number three is don't have any regrets. Now, we are where we are at because of the decisions and the life choices that we've made thus far. You can't regret those decisions. You have to look at them as those were, you either won or you learned. You learn from the failures and the mistakes and the not so good decisions and choices that you make. So you can't regret them, because they make you who you are today. And who you are today is an amazing human being on a lifelong journey to excellence. Number four is practice every day. I don't care what your skill is. I don't know what you're doing. I don't care, if it's in the weight room, if it's an instrument, whether it's speaking, like whatever it is, you have to practice. Practice makes perfect. They say that it takes 10,000 hours to master something. And if you're not practicing every single day, you're not getting any better. So practice your craft. Number five is define success for yourself. Success to me and success to you might not look the same. You might look at my life and say, man, that guy is nowhere near successful. And others might look and say, man, that guy has made it. And I might look at myself and say, I am nowhere near where I need to be. So success is different for everybody. And it's important to define what success looks like for you specifically, because if you define success and you look at your life and you're there, sweet. Now you can just add to it. But if you define success and you're nowhere near, you've got some work to do. So make sure that you are defining success for yourself so you have something to work towards. Number six is always give your all. I mean, this is, you know, self-explanatory. You guys, there's no room for half-ass effort. If you're going to give your time wholeheartedly. Put your phone down, okay? Don't take a phone call. Don't, walk off and talk to your friends or do something. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're putting your time and investing your energy in, give it your absolute all. Number seven is put your family first. This is a tough one for some people because they don't have a great relationship with their family. But I can tell you that family isn't always people who are born into your family. You can have family who are not blood relatives, but the point of it is that the ones that you hold near and dear to your heart, the ones that you love, the ones that you want to be in your lives, those people are your family, and you have to put them first. Are the decisions you're making, are the choices that you're making, are they there? Are they in the best interest of your family? And if they're not, then are those people really family? Or does your goal, does your idea, does your direction that you're heading, does that need to be redirected or changed a little bit so that it does take care and put your family first? Good question. Number eight, leave as a champion. Now, championship mindset is, win or lose, you go all in no matter what. You leave everything out there. And it's almost like a championship mindset is the last six things, the first six things that we said. You got to love what you do if you're a champion. You make sacrifices. You don't regret. You practice every day. You have a level of success that you've defined for yourself, and you give your all. That's how you leave as a champion. You put these rules into play, and that's how you walk away from any situation as a champion. Number nine, impossible is nothing. Impossible is a word that's thrown around so often, and it has lost its meaning. There are certain things that are impossible. I cannot grow wings out of my back and fly. That is absolutely impossible. But a lot of the things that we say to ourselves and to others that are impossible are actually things that are possible. They're just things that we are not capable of doing at this moment. A backflip, for instance. I don't feel like I can do a backflip right now. Impossible? Absolutely not. It is possible with the right practice and technique and whatnot. If I really dedicated my time and effort into getting a backflip, I'm sure that I could probably do one. And it goes to, for each and every one of you. It's not impossible to eat healthy. It's not impossible to eat healthy during the holidays. It's not impossible to work out three or four times a week. It's not impossible to lose the weight that you're trying to lose or to reach your fitness goal. It's not impossible for you to talk to your crush or the person that you have your eye on. It's not impossible for you to land that promotion or that new job. Nothing is impossible. The only thing that really confines our limits is our own minds. We put a limit on what is possible and what isn't. When in reality, 95% of the things, you know, that we may think are impossible are absolutely possible with some people, and yourself included, if you would just believe. And number 10, I love this rule, is have fun. If you're not having fun, are you living life? I get that there are bad moments. There's ups, there's downs, there's tragedy, there's loss, there's sickness, there's death. There's things that will definitely put a damper in the party and in the fun. But overall, is the life that you're living and the direction that you're heading and the things that you're doing in your life, are they fun? Are you having a good time? Or do you dread getting up and going to work or going to school or going to the gym or going here or there or running these errands? Like, are you not having fun? Are you not entertained? That was a little throw in there from Gladiator. But make sure that you guys are having fun during the process, because this is life. This is the journey. Okay, make sure that you're taking time and enjoying it as you go. So those were 10 rules from David Beckham. Love those. Those are things that you can, you know, put on a poster and live by. Those are going to get you to where you want to be. Now, one quote that I really enjoyed and kind of touched me is from Jim Motivation. And it just says, don't talk, act. Don't say, show. And don't promise, prove. And in a nutshell, you know, it's basically saying talk is cheap. It really is. Because we can say we're going to do this, say we're going to do that, say we're going to go here or there. But at the end of the day, if we're not doing the things that we're talking about, then it's cheap. You're just putting on a show. You're just filling the air with void words. And there's nothing more unattractive or, you know, just gut-wrenching than somebody who just talks and talks and talks and talks a good talk but never can walk the walk. And so I go back to this a lot. Words have power, and every single thing that we say and do with our words has power, and it has the power to create, it has the power to manifest, it has the power to attract. I firmly believe that we were made in the image of God, and we all know, if you're a believer, that God created the world with his words. You know, he said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. He used words to speak into existence, creation. And so if we're made in the image of God, then the words that we speak also have the power to create. And when we're talking and we're just, you know, we love to hear ourselves speak, or we put things out there in the universe and there's no action behind them, it's this false prophecy in a sense. You're building up this grand reveal, and then there's nothing behind it. And the people who you do that with, they're not going to be around very long to hear you keep doing that. I know that when people talk a good talk and they say, oh, I'm going to be there, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, or this is where I'm going to go, and they never live up to their end of the bargain, those are people who I let go out of my life, because there's not a lot of time that I have or energy that I want to be sucked by somebody who is full of empty words and empty promises and empty just talk. It's like I said, it's so unattractive. It's not something that I'm drawn to. It's something that I like to stay away from. Big talkers with a little bit of action behind those words. So don't be one of those people. Lewis Howes is a page that I follow, and this is super motivating. He posted this back in December 6th. But it says, you can rise up from anything. You can completely recreate yourself. Nothing is permanent. You're not stuck. You have choices. You can think new thoughts. You can learn something new. You can create new habits. All that matters is that you decide today and you never look back. And he says, you are more powerful than you know. If you believe we have the power to overcome any mental barrier and reach beyond our wildest dreams, then he wanted you to leave a little heart below. But you guys, we are powerful. We're more powerful than we know. We haven't unlocked the full capacity of the human brain. The things that we are capable of doing, and as you look, you know, through time, and as we evolve and as we grow as a society and as human beings, the things that we're doing now were thought, I'm going to use that word, impossible, you know, 200-300 years ago. The things that we do today could have never been conceived. And I'm going to use basketball as an example. You know, 25 years ago, if you dunked between your legs, or if you did a 360 or even a windmill dunk, you could potentially win an NBA dunk contest. And so people thought, man, that's the first time they seen it. Like, That's impossible. How is this guy doing this? How are these guys manipulating their body and the ball in the air like this? And I don't know about you, but if you look at, if you follow any high school, high level sports program, 360s, windmills, and between the legs is a standard dunk package. Like, the kids on the bench are doing 360s, windmills, and East Bays between their legs. It's insane. You know, back in the day, you know, a one-hand slam was exciting. And these days, people are, you know, they're doing 720s. They're going between their legs twice. They're sticking their whole arm in the rim. They're doing 360s with East Bays. It's absolutely crazy. So, you know, as we evolve and get better, you know, we unlock more and more potential from the human body. If you look back even in like something like motocross, a double backflip was unheard of. A backflip was crazy, you know, to start. To do two backflips is unheard of. And now that's something that you can see on a regular basis. Guys are doing double backflips all the time. So as we grow and as, you know, as a society and as a culture, we unlock the human potential. And the things that we once believed we were not capable of are things that are standard these days. They're standard. You know, look at technology and how it's grown. We've unlocked so much human potential and unlocked so much in the brain, and we're barely scratching the surface. So it's exciting to see, you know, how we've grown and where we've gone and how we're growing. And it's exciting to see, you know, where we're going to go. You guys, we are more powerful than we believe, than we know. And so use that to your advantage. Use that to be a, you know, to grow and to encourage and to get the absolute most out of everything that you are doing. Okay, I'm gonna leave off with a one quote that I liked. It says, "A good leader creates a safe place to fail while encouraging people to pursue excellence." And I can speak as a previous gym owner, but as a coach at a CrossFit box, and the ownership of this box does an amazing job of that. We at Hub City CrossFit have created a safe place for people to fail. And while they fail, we encourage them to pursue excellence. And that's why I love CrossFit. That's why I love group training, is because it's a group setting and it's okay to fail. It's encouraged. It's encouraged for, you know, for people to push themselves and to push their limits and to push their comfort zones. We ask people to do that all the time. And when left to our own devices, I feel like we are less likely to do that. And so it's really nice to be in a setting where you can look around and you can see other people struggling. You can see other people, you know, failing in essence, and being encouraged and being inspired and being motivated to do things right and to do things well and to push the edges of their comfort zone and to see real life results. So, you know, that's what a good leader does, is they create that safe place. And I'm thankful to be at the facility that I'm at. And even the one that I created is CrossFit in general is a great place to safely fail and to be encouraged and to be motivated and to grow your weaknesses and get the absolute best out of your training. I love that. So you guys, I'm going to finish off one last deal, and it says, you need to understand that life isn't what you're given. It's what you create, what you overcome, and what you achieve that makes life beautiful. And you know, that resonates with me highly. You know, none of us were asked to be born into the situations that we were. Some of us were born into, you know, drug addiction or abuse or absent parents, or some of us were, you know, born into great families, or families that have dark secrets or skeletons in their closet or great wealth. Like, we didn't choose that for ourselves. So what you were given to start with is out of our control, but it is up to us whether our situation was good or bad to make what we want out of that. So it's about what we create. It's about what we have overcome. How beautiful is it to watch somebody born into poverty, to watch them grow like a rose out of concrete and into this beautiful place of abundance and wealth and power that, you know, maybe nobody in their family has achieved before. It's an amazing feat. It's amazing to watch. It's amazing to hear about. And each and every one of us have that same story where we did not choose where we were born, but we've taken what we were given and are creating the life that we imagine that we deserve. And I think that's a big problem with a lot of people is they don't think that they deserve more than what they have. And I want to tell you guys that you're worth it. You're absolutely worth it. The fact that you're breathing, the fact that you are alive means that you deserve the best that life has to offer. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It doesn't matter what your dad or your mom did. It doesn't matter what your grandma or grandfather did in the past, your brothers or your sisters. Nobody and nothing else defines you except for yourself. So you have the power to be who you want, regardless of the hand life dealt you. You have the ability to achieve the life that you desire. We are powerful. And if you take anything from this, you guys, it's you're in charge of making your own life. You are in charge of making the life that you want. I want you to use your stories. I want you to use your journeys. I want you to use your life experience to share with other people. And when you can embrace your story and when you can share that and use that to motivate and inspire and to help others who are in your same situation, you guys, that's when you start finding success. That's when you feel that love, you feel that joy, you are happy, you love what you're doing, you're having fun. Some of those rules of success that I talked about, they come into play. You'll make sacrifices, but it's all worth it in the end. So one more time, you guys, you need to understand that life isn't what you're given. It's what you create. It's what you overcome and what you achieve that makes life beautiful. I hope that this message is inspiring. I hope it's that it's encouraging to you. I hope that, you guys are enjoying some of these little quotes and mashups that I put together. Make sure you check out my guest appearances on Denise's podcast, Denise Marie, and it's Talk It Out with Denise, which is a really cool podcast. Make sure you go over there, subscribe to that, subscribe to mine. Make sure you leave an applause or a review. I love you guys. I appreciate you listening. Have a great day and keep grinding.